Welcome to Living Brightly. I'm your host, Paige Schmidt. This podcast is dedicated to women who aspire to co-create a bright and purposeful life with God. Here, we'll have conversations and share stories about what it means to live brightly as women who are unconditionally loved by God. So let's dive right in and embark on this transformative journey together. Hello and welcome to another episode of Living Brightly. Thank you so much for being here. I just got back from a walk. Such a great walk, and I'm so encouraged and I'm so excited to record this for you. So as of recording this, I have recently opened up 6 spaces in my private coaching practice, which this is the first time since before Sayla was born that I have publicly to everyone opened up private coaching spaces. And I just want to celebrate. I stepped out in faith to do this with God, asked friends for prayer. I've been praying for months for God to prepare the hearts of women who could use this support, who this support and coaching would be an answered prayer for them. And maybe that's you. Maybe you're thinking of someone else as you hear this. But what I want to share is He has beyond answered my prayers already. It has been one day since I started sharing that I have these spaces open, that we're going to be focusing on being transformed by the renewal of our mind. I love how Romans 12:2 says that. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that we can just stand in that truth with God. If you're wanting to experience a transformation in your life, you're wanting to step out in faith, to live more boldly, to hear and discern what God is saying to you, to obey Him, to stand strong and bold in your faith, to have confidence, to move through life with a spirit of power and love and a sound mind or self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind," or other versions say of self-control. Think of a sound mind with me for a moment. A sound mind, a peaceful mind that is not busy with uncertainty, overthinking, negativity, judgment, but a sound, peaceful mind. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That is what I want to help you walk in. I believe in my coaching, God is the ultimate coach, and He is using me as a loving encourager, a facilitator to help you walk in His absolute best for you. I was so encouraged this morning by someone saying to me that if we have fear, like a fear, God's calling us to do something and we have fear, doubt that it's not going to go well. What if it doesn't go well? That is not from God. God has not given us a spirit of fear. That is from the enemy. We are told in Ephesians 6:12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." That is who we're fighting against. And so we need the armor of God. You can look up scripture on the armor of God. We need to store the Bible, store God's words in our hearts so that we can be directed from Him. Listen, this is the encouragement I'm getting from scripture this morning, that we need to pray for power, love, the Spirit. Let's walk by the Spirit. Let's pray for a sound mind. Let's ask God for transformation, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Let's pray. Let's stand firm and bold in the Lord. Let's continue to step out in faith and know that God has us. Not to think about it, not to hope that He has us, but to know that He has us. So in Live Brightly, we recently had a group call on significance, like maybe a month or two ago was our significance call. And we're going through seven pillars right now. And the first one is on significance. And one of the big things that we talked about was to know that you are significant and important to God, not to go off of how significant you feel each day, but to truly know it and how that knowing transforms you. Again, it's a renewing of the mind. It's shifting your thoughts from, I don't feel very significant today, I don't feel as important as the next person, to knowing that you are significant. I was also encouraged at Bible study recently. We were listening to someone talk about the first miracle that Jesus performed, which was at a wedding feast in Cana, where He turned water into wine. And how the servants, people who were serving at the wedding, came up to Jesus and said, "We're out of wine." And we actually had a wedding planner at our group, and she was talking about what a big deal this would be, how stressed those servants would be, how disappointed like the head person, the master, would have been to run out of wine, like poor planning, right? And they came to Jesus and they told Him, and He said, like, "Here, fill your jars with water and take them to the master," and how they unquestionably obeyed. They just went and did it, even though, if you could imagine the disappointment in those times of a master expecting wine and you bring him water, like how embarrassed or ridiculed they would feel if that happened, but how they unquestionably obeyed anyways, and they filled their jars, for lack of a better word, with water and took them to the master, and He drank them, and it was like the best wine He'd ever tasted. And then He said, like, "Most people serve the good wine first and save the cheap wine for later when everybody's already, you know, had a lot to drink or they're drunk and they don't notice. But you saved the best wine for last," and how that was such a special thing. And here's the point that I want us all to get is that Jesus used people. He used the people who were serving, ordinary people like you and I, to do that miracle, to fill the jars with water and to carry them to the master, when Jesus could have totally just gotten a jar of water, turned it to wine, and taken it to Him Himself. And it was such an encouragement to me that God uses me and He uses you to accomplish His purposes on earth. Isn't that such an encouragement? It was such an encouragement to me, because sometimes I'm like, God, what am I doing? Everyone here could just pray and ask you to come into their lives and transform them by the renewing of your mind, and you could do that. You're a big God. But He reminded me that He uses me. He uses you to accomplish His purposes. And He encourages us so many times in Scripture to build one another up, to encourage one another, and that we are to be here for one another. And so He just totally shifted the way that I see coaching as this is something He's doing and that He wants to accomplish in your life, to speak against fear for you, to speak against timidity, to speak power and love and a sound mind over you, and to encourage you and build you up, to stand firm and bold in the Lord, to keep stepping out in faith and know that He has you. He has encouraged me so much that we are to do this for one another, and that that's what this coaching space can be for every woman who enters it. Thanks for tuning in. If you desire support and community in your journey to living your bright life, come join us in Live Brightly, a transformative space that combines coaching and community, specifically designed for women who are ready to co-create a bright and purposeful life with God. Together, we'll explore the depths of His love and uncover the radiant potential within you. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to live a life that lights up the world around you. Join Live Brightly today at paigeschmidt.com/livebrightly. We'll see you there.